Hey, welcome to the Gonzo Chronicles. I'm your host, Cyrus Alderwood. Enjoy a little music there from a friend of mine, Pat C., who's in a blues band in Norfolk called Blues Hammer, so enjoy a little bit of that. So special thanks to those guys for letting me use some of their music for bumper music on the show. So if you get a chance, jump on Facebook.com and look up Blues Hammer, spelled with a Z. Get it right, man. Their albums are for sale. You can find them online to buy, so definitely give it a shot. Man, there's 10 tracks, 10 killer songs. I love the blues, and I hope you do too. So today we're going to talk about some weird stuff, so give me a second. We'll be right back. Till then, enjoy a little more music. Again for Blues Hammer. So today we're going to talk about some different stuff. Welcome to the Gonzo Chronicles. Like I said, this is the home of anything weird that we can talk about. Whether it's it doesn't even have to be weird. It's whatever the hell I feel like talking about that day, and whatever guest I have on the show. Today I'm flying solo, so guess where I'm going? Weird. So actually, a friend of mine. I've mentioned this on the show a couple of times. I guess in closing, that I don't do the Patreon thing. So. Even though I pay for this out of pocket every month. That's cool with me. I do this for fun. Hopefully you guys enjoy the topics we BS about on here. So anyway, the show's called The Gonzo Chronicles because I couldn't think of a name for the show. So I decided to actually name it after a book series that I'm writing. So I want to talk a little bit today about what The Gonzo Chronicles actually is. So a couple of my friends who have been guests on here before said, you know what, you need to dedicate a show to talk about The Gonzo Chronicles, what they are, and where the show got its name, and tell people about the books, because I never really do that. I don't do Patreon. If you want to do a solid for me, go on Amazon, look me up on there, Cyrus Alderwood, and then type in The Gonzo Chronicles. I've got two books in the series out there. So what is The Gonzo Chronicles? We're going to get into that. But as you know, I'm fascinated by anything weird, and we've certainly had some interesting topics on this show so far. We've actually had a couple of insane topics, too. We had a guest on that talked about motivational speaker, Eddie Pinheiro from Your World Within. And we've had Heidi Gad, who is a connoisseur of the weird, and it seems like things are kind of, anything weird can happen in life, it seems to happen to her. She's like a tuning fork for this stuff. So we talked about Superstition Mountains. We had Erica Lukes, as you know her from the History Channel, from Ancient Aliens. We had her on, we talked about all of her background research and all the tons of work that she put in on Skinwalker Ranch to kind of debunk what the popular misconception is about that location and about the paranormal out there. Not to say there's not some weird crap going on, but she certainly had an interesting take, so that's in a past show. We actually talked about this whole thing that's all over Twitter, the QAnon phenomenon. I actually had an influencer from that movement come on and explain what Q is and what QAnon is. And that was pretty cool. So that was kind of weird stuff we talked about. And I've had a pal on here. We talked about top 10 lists, like top 10 horror movies of all time. And so we cover a little bit of everything. Hell, you'll probably hear me talking about fantasy football on here before it's all said and done. But what are we in, like 15, 16, 17 shows? Hell, I forget. I don't even know what day it is at this point. We're still on. Everybody's still kind of on this pseudo lockdown in the country and stay at home kind of stuff, and hell, I forgot what day. It's Saturday. I haven't been on in a couple of weeks for a reason. I've actually been working on setting up a business that I can work independently, so regulatory stuff took me away for a couple of weeks. So if I bombard you with Gonzo Chronicle podcast here in the next couple of weeks, I'll just enjoy it, have a cold beer like I'm doing, and enjoy. Hey, got an article here. Interesting. Dick solves mystery of cattle mutilation, exposes alien agenda. All right, that was written by yours truly, actually. This is on Medium.com. And this was just me kind of poking fun at that issue, that alien, you know, the cattle mutilation kind of thing. Not that cattle mutilation's funny, by chance. But certainly is an interesting conspiracy theory. And I'm sure anybody that's watched the Travel Channel or the History Channel or anything weird and macabre has seen their fair share of these shows. So anyway, this was written by me actually about almost a year ago. Damn, time flies. My inner dick, buried dick that is, has a solid bead on exposing a part of the ongoing alien agenda. For decades, people around the world have been baffled and frightened by the phenomenon known as cattle mutilations. If you're one of the curious, you know, the folks that watch Ancient Aliens, everything about Area 51 and every damn paranormal and conspiracy show on TV, then you are familiar with the mystery and the wild speculations regarding cattle mutilations. The questions we need to ask to begin our irrational thinking about this topic are obvious. Why the hell do the aliens take the tongue and fatty tissue around the mouth? And why do they rip out the poor bovine's entire ass? We can only hope that the poor Bessie or Bert is dead when they do this procedure. Even cows are not immune from the infamous alien anal probe, I suppose. Sure, they abduct people. Have they ever abducted a cow? Maybe. But how the hell do we know? The cow ain't talking. It's a reasonable assumption that they don't abduct the cows. They just rip them a new ass and take what they want while they're here visiting Earth. I mean, if they took him into space for that procedure, they'd likely toss the carcass off the ship, leaving it to float around out in the abyss. If that was the case, then Hubble would have spotted one floating around in outer space by now, or someone would have reported seeing an alien wearing a sweet leather jacket. Since neither of these has happened, we can assume they do their work right here and leave the mess behind for us to find and bitch about. Capitalism. I know some of you think it's a nasty word, but hey, it gave us these nifty smartphones, kick-ass tennis shoes, and the 24-hour news cycle to complain about our first world problems. The aliens have this figured out, and since outer space is so vast and full of life that we just haven't found yet for ourselves, they know they need capitalism to make it from one side of the galaxy to the other. Wild West-style capitalism. And every organism needs food to survive. So the answer to this cow mutilation? Intergalactic space burgers. That's the answer, folks. It's staring us right in the face. Our cattle have the best meat anywhere in the galaxy. That's why they come and take the best parts and leave the rest on the ground. They must have their version of a decent restaurant and rest stops as they careen wildly across the universe, raising hell and screwing with humans. So they take the bulk of our cow's orifices. That would lead any skilled dick-like detective to opine that they must have space hot dogs, too. And just like Earth hot dogs, they are also made of lips and assholes. This case is closed. So, yeah, dick-like fashion. And I'm not talking about your wang, folks. So when I said we're going to have a show on Twitter all about dick, I wasn't talking about mine or yours. I'm talking about Barry Dick. Supernatural sleuth. Alright, so anyway. The Gonzo Chronicles was named after a book series that I started writing about a year ago. I'm two books into it, and I'm about a third of the way writing the third book. It's going to be, I don't know, I kind of planned on a 10-part series, but who knows where it's going to go from there. Seems like Netflix is doing everything in 10 episodes. I could do a book series in 10 episodes. But who knows where it'll go. This stuff is funny. In other words, the guy, let's kind of put it in a nutshell. If someone gave me a bottle of whiskey and said, all right, Cyrus, I want you to go in there and write your version of the X-Files. That's what happened. I mixed my fascination with all the weird, macabre, paranormal, twisted legends, whatever you can think of, with a brand of comedy that I don't style it in particular after anybody. However, I throw the word Gonzo in there because one of my favorite writers, and I'm kind of influenced by, not that I write as well as or in the style of, per se, Hunter S. Thompson. And if you know Hunter S. Thompson from way back in the day, if you've never heard of him, go Google him. The guy was absolutely fascinating. If you are a fan of movies and you've seen The Rum Diaries or Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, he was the guy who wrote those books. So That's called a Gonzo style of writing. So I thought I was kind of fascinated with the way the guy wrote. So I can half-ass say I'm influenced by the guy. So I decided to call it the Gonzo Chronicles of Barry Dick, Supernatural Sleuth. So book one is called A Martian We Will Go. You know, obviously a play on words. And both books, the book cover was done by Gary Kwapis. And if you, excuse me, I'm drinking a beer here. If you go back into my episode list, you'll see I had Gary Kwapis on as a guest. And we talked about his work. He actually used to work for Marvel Comics. And he worked on Savage Sword of Conan. He actually was one of the people with the original Jurassic Park movie that did some of their promo and their design. So Gary is an amazing artist, probably hands down the best I have ever seen at what he does. And a hell of a nice guy at that. So he's agreed to do some book covers for me because, well, you know, once we became friends, he took pity on me and said, "Your work sucks, man. Your book covers that you design yourself, they blow ass." That's not his words. It's mine. And they did. But so, thankfully, he decided to show some mercy and do some book covers for me and redo a couple of that were out there already. And the first one is, if you go to Amazon.com, you'll see the cover. It is a killer cover. It's cool as hell. But I wanted to read, before I talk about that particular book, I want to read a review I got. Matt Adder. And it was 5-star. And I wish more people would leave reviews, but people seldom do. Anyway, this one is, he read this one probably about a year ago, too, almost a year ago. And it's called There's Some Gonzo Left. Somewhere in that weirdo zone between Lebowski and the X-Files, inhabits the warped world of Barry Dick, a PI whose search for an ointment to salve a swollen spider bite, sweet Jesus, I won't tell you where, leads to a road trip to the bizarre heartland found only in America. In no time, he's on the case of a missing man who may or may not have been abducted by aliens. Through an even odder series of events involving lizard men, Bigfoot, and the horny weirdos who have turned Comic-Cons into some type of hedonism, Barry is on the road with a stripper, a bimbo, and clues you'd have to be high or crazy to try to understand. Fortunately, we've got Barry Dick, and Barry's got moonshine. It's better you read now than I go any further than to tell you more. Read it, buy it, and tell everyone you know. There's still pockets of lunacy to be found, and given this weirdo time and era we live in, Barry Dick is our guiding light. He's just the man we need to take the anal probe, so the rest of us don't have to. I read that, and I just, honestly, I busted out laughing. I was like, damn it, too bad all reviews aren't that good, you know, but that was the only review I got on the book, and I've given out countless copies, and I've sold a bunch, and so if you, I don't know, I hate to be that guy, but if you read the book, you like the book, take 2 minutes to go to Amazon, and leave me a ranking and a comment. If you think it sucks, don't tell anybody, but anyway, I'm going to read you the blurb for the book. It's, again, The Gonzo Chronicles of Barry Dick. You better be on Amazon right now, damn you. When the going gets weird, the dick gets going. Barry Dick, that is, private investigator of the bizarre, sleuth of the supernatural, and dick of the unknown. Even though he was suffering from an encounter with a poisonous spider and unemployed, Barry was still chill because he was in sunny California with enough Jack Daniels to self-medicate when the call came. Your brother is missing. Listen, sweet cheeks, why don't you... What? Alien abduction? How badly do you want to find him? Soon, Barry Dick is up to his knees and conspiracy theories, little gray men, and anal probes. Joined by the hot sister and the brother's even hotter stripper ex-wife, they take off on a coast-to-coast run after an extraterrestrial vlogger who claimed to party with the Martians on the Outer Rim. Add in pervy lizard men, crazed redneck moonshiners, and a visit to Alien Con, and this case gets twisted, even by the dick standards. So, anyway, that's the blurb of the book. Crux of the book is you got this crazy guy out in California. He's a private investigator. He lost his license, so he's out there on a case illegally, mind you. But when his employer finds out that, hey, you don't have a license anymore, we're going to pull the plug. This guy's stuck in California, and he enjoys the drink. And out of nowhere, this sexy girl comes up to him in the bar where he's slamming back scotch, and her brother's missing. She overhears him talking to somebody that he was a private investigator, so she goes over to try to talk to him, get to know him a little bit. But she's in California because her brother is missing. He claimed he was going to be abducted by aliens, and on the same day he said he was going to be abducted, it's the same day he went missing. So their family thinks the brother's batshit crazy, but nonetheless, she goes off looking for him, and we start the adventure of, all right, let's go back and trace our steps. Where did this cat go? And they follow his steps all the way cross country in this cross country weird trip, because it seems like no matter where her brother goes, everybody seems to know him. Like, he is so notorious and infamous. By the time he's done with one location, the people are like, oh yeah, that guy, he was here. So anyway, was he abducted by aliens? I don't know. You'll have to read the book to find out. But hell yeah, I know. But the book is I wrote it as a comedy. But the purpose of writing a lot of these weird issues is because I'm so fascinated by them. I always have been. I'm not a conspiracy theorist per se, but you know, but they're fun to kind of tinker with and explore and things like that. So I decided I'd take one of my favorite topics and do the aliens first in the book. And each book will have some weird legend or something behind it. And but I wanted to write these books with like topics that I'll drop in there that are as you go along, that if you just Google, you'll find, like in this one I mentioned in one place what was called Missing 411. And that's actually, if you do a Google search on that or a YouTube search, it is an actual issue where people have mysteriously gone missing in national parks out of the blue, like somebody like right in front of you 1 minute and gone the next, and there's no clue or trace where they're at. And they're missing 411 for a reason. Now, that's the code number, because there is no explanation of where they went. There's no thought of like a family member abducting them or murder, no foul play, nothing. They just disappeared. And without any trace or reason or explanation. And it turns, as I was doing some research into that, come to find out there's a ton of people every year that go missing. Mysteriously missing. Not just like, yeah, the neighbor killed them or somebody abducted them or whatever. It just one particular case, which is an infamous case you can find on YouTube. Two guys, I think, were Marines, former Marines, and they were out hiking. And I don't know if this is in the Superstition Mountains or exactly where, but they were going along this trail, and one goes around this corner where there was a rock. And on the other side, it's nothing but just clear, wide open space, a field, nothing to hide behind, nothing, you know, no caves or anything, just, you know, in the ground or anything like that. He was in front of him about 30, 40 yards. And when he gets around there, the guy's gone. But there is nowhere he could have went missing to. It was just a wide open space. It's almost like he walked into a portal that was invisible and just disappeared. No one knows. And he was never found. So I've mixed topics like that throughout the book. The infamous lizard man myth or legend of Bishopville, South Carolina, I mix in here too. So, but along the way, it's all comical. Now, the second book was called The Gonzo Chronicles of Barry Dick, Book 2, The Rougarou Blues. And that just came out. And what that is, that's actually, a Rougarou is the Cajun werewolf. That's the legend of the Cajun werewolf. And I'll read the back of the book here to you. It's here's the blurb. There's a blood moon over Bourbon Street. Super sleuth of the supernatural, Barry Dick, is in New Orleans working on a dangerous case for a stump-jumping gigolo who's being stalked by a Rougarou, the dreaded Cajun werewolf. The problem is, this swamp billy has a long line of exes, all who want to shove a spicy crawdad up his exit port. While Barry tries to keep this Louisiana Lothario out of the hairy embrace of the Rougarou, he's got a problem of his own. It seems like while in a drunken stupor, he accidentally sold his soul to the devil. And while he can now play the harmonica like a puckered blues god, he's got old Scratch hot on his heels to collect his debt. Fortunately, Barry doesn't have to depend on his own wits, because he also has the talents of his two jiggalicious assistants, Chasey and Madison. Between the three of them, Barry might have a chance to figure out how to reverse the curse of the Rougarou while renegotiating his deal with old Beelzebub, preferably to one that doesn't include an eternity of hellfire. Now, his two assistants, the same two characters from book one, Chasey and Madison. So the sister of the brother and then his stripper ex-wife. And they all decide to help this poor slob bastard get his business back and running. And now that he is out chasing aliens in the first one, people only call him for weird cases now. So it's like a combination of My Crazy Imagination, The X-Files, and Kolchak the Night Stalker. So you toss in some scotch, a few beers, and this is what you get. But I think they're funny. People who have read them really enjoy them. They've told me, like I said, I wish I had more reviews on Amazon, but and more Kindle sales, because that's the only way I know right away if I've sold something. So hey, if you want to do me a solid, like I say, if you enjoy the show, jump on Amazon and take a look at my books. I probably make about $2, $2.50 out of each one I sell. So, yeah, you get something out of it. I get a couple of bucks and we call it even. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening to this episode of the Gonzo Chronicles. Next up, as far as my books, for those that are curious, I have a rewrite I'm doing of a book called Pot of Gold, which is my first comedy. And there's a real story behind that one. I was going through a very, very deep depression. And I wasn't myself, obviously. So I literally started writing comedy thanks to the encouragement of a friend of mine who, rest in peace, I dedicate the book to. That's why I'm doing the rewrites on it. It'll be out hopefully in a couple of months. I'm trying to wrap it up, the re-edits, as quick as I can, because Gary Kwapis did another kick-ass cover. Probably the coolest cover yet. So the cover is actually online on Amazon. Before you order Pot of Gold, give me about a month. I've got a book signing coming up in Wythe County, Virginia, at Big Walker Overlook. And on June 27th, that's a Sunday, I think, or Saturday or Sunday. It's a weekend. Going to be some live music up there. So if you're somebody that's in my area, in the southwestern portion of Virginia, come on out. Enjoy some live music. Meet me. I should have a cool kick out. If I have to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. I don't want to. But I do have a pretty cool Iron Maiden album cover that I had put on a mask. So hopefully I'll meet some new people up there. I always have a great time up there signing books. So come out and see me. Check out the other episodes of the Gonzo Chronicles. My books, again, are on Amazon.com. You can follow me on CyrusAlderwood.com, which unfortunately I don't update as much as I should. But I do have some free writing samples on there. So if you want to get some short stories, things like that, you can do it. And you'll catch me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. As much as I'm not so good at social media, I'm on there quite a bit, but just having fun. There's no sense doing too much promotion on there. But I also have a page set up for the Gonzo Chronicles. So stop by there and like it. And anytime I do have a new episode coming out on podcast, I post a link up so you can listen to it online. Again, you can always catch me on iTunes. So if you're listening to me online and you have an iPhone, just jump over there into your podcast app, search for the Gonzo Chronicles, and subscribe and give me a ranking. I certainly appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for stopping by. And let's end this with a little bit more Blues Hammer. Let's try trying to think what track 7 was. Cheers, everybody. I'm enjoying a cold beer. Enjoy your weekend. Stay out of the riots. Stay away from the COVID-19. There's nothing to see here. Everything's going to be okay. Gonzo Chronicles. Saw the fire red flare in her eyes.